Chapter 34. It was the most glorious of autumn mornings at Redwall Abbey. Old Hogg and Brother Hoban were hard at work in Great Hall. Mother Abbess Mira could not bear untidiness, and she had cajoled them into doing the job they had been promising to do for the last 10 days, repairing 2 window panes that had been smashed by vermin slingstones. Hogg held the ladder, whilst Brother Hoban fitted the second small sheet of carefully napped crystal into place, and began closing the lead flashing around it by pressing with a smooth block of beech wood. The task completed, he climbed down from the ladder and helped Hogg to sweep up the broken shards.
There, old friend. Good as new, eh?
The inseparable pair, Fwirl and Broggle, came skipping through the kitchens. They waved to Hogg and Hoban.
Good morning.
It's another lovely day outside.
Old Hogg raised a wrinkled paw as they opened the abbey door.
If you're going out, please don't slam that door. Give these new panes time to settle in. Don't want them jumping out.
The squirrels made a great show of shutting the door carefully and skipped off toward the orchard, chuckling. Fwell pulled Broggle up at the orchard edge, her eyes shining as she took in the beautiful season.
Oh, isn't it pretty? Look at those leaves, golden and brown and scarlet, and the colours of the fruit, yellow pears, red apples, purple berries. There's our abbess, Mira. Good morning to you.
Mira was standing with several dibbons grouped around a russet apple tree, heavy with fine rust-coloured fruit. She waved a paw absently at her 2 friends, her eyes never leaving the tree. Trey put a paw to his lips and reprimanded the 2 squirrels.
Shush! Mother Habber says not to shout or stamp your paws. Apples fall when they be ready, not afore.
Fwirl and Broggle joined the group, curious to know what was going on.
Is it a game?
The squirrel maid whispered to little Feagle.
Can we join in, please?
Still staring at the tree, Feagle nodded.
First want to see a apple fall down gets a prize off Mother Habber's, so be shushed and watch a tree.
As she spoke, an apple fell and hit Broggle on the head. Wegg the hog babe whooped with excitement.
Me, I see it, Mother Habber's.
Broggle rubbed his head.
Aye, but I felt it.
Fwirl was almost knocked over by Mira as she dashed toward the abbey in a most undignified manner for an abbess, shouting,
Mama! Mama! The russet apples are falling!
Squeaking and laughing, the dibbons raced after her. Broggle touched a spot between his ears ruefully.
What was all that about, Fwirl?
The squirrel maid shrugged.
I've no idea. Oh, look, there are harebells growing by the old wheelbarrow. Let's take some to Cregger.
Between them, they gathered a small bunch of the delicate drooping blue flowers and carried them to the sunny spot by the northeast wall corner. Cregger's grave was always bedecked with the most beautiful flowers. Fwirl took a beaker with some water in it and arranged the harebells. Broggle placed it gently on top of the headstone, a smooth slab of typical Redwall sandstone with words engraved upon it. Sleep softly on, beloved one. Take with you all our dreams. To rest in noontide valleys, beside old silent streams. Cregger Rose Eyes, Warrior Badger of Salamandastron Mountain, and Badger Mum of Redwall Abbey for countless seasons.